Chapter 4. A Careful Search. A drunk man on the street below made some noise and we stopped to listen. We sat in silence for a time and then I said, "Why don't you tell us a little more about your search?"
"Well, we took our time and we searched everywhere. I have a lot of experience in these things. I have searched whole buildings room by room. Sometimes I spend every night for a week in the same room. In Drouin's case, we first examined the furniture of each room. We opened every possible drawer. A secret drawer can never trick a properly trained Parisian police agent. Any man who misses a secret drawer in a search like this is a fool. It is so easy to detect. There is a certain amount of space that must be inside every drawer. If there is less space inside the drawer, it means that there might be a secret drawer. We take measurements everywhere to make sure that nothing escapes our notice. Even if the secret compartment is just a millimeter thick, we will find it. After searching the desks and dressers, we turned to the chairs. We probed the cushions with the long, thin needles you have seen me use. We took off the top of every table."
"Why did you do that?" I asked.
"Sometimes the top of a table is taken off by a person who wants to hide something. The person will dig a hollow space in the table leg. Then he drops the thing he wants to hide inside. Finally, he puts the top back on."
"But couldn't you just knock on the table leg and listen for a hollow sound?" I asked.
"Sometimes, yes. But if the person who hid it was smart, they would put cotton in the hole. That would change the sound of the knock. Also, in this case, we had to be very quiet while searching."
"But you couldn't have taken apart every piece of furniture in the whole house. The letter could have been anywhere. A letter can be rolled up into a tiny roll. It could have been placed inside the rung of a wooden chair, for example. Did you take all the chairs apart as well?"
"No, we didn't. We did something even better. We carefully examined every piece of furniture in the house, including the rungs of every chair. We used a small microscope to look for any signs that they had been taken apart. A single small mark from a tool would have been obvious. If there had been something strange about the glue, we would have found it."
"I presume you looked in the mirrors? Between the plates? Under the floorboards? Did you probe the beds? His pajamas? The curtains? What about the carpets?" I continued.
"Of course we did. We looked at every piece of every object in the house. After that, we examined the house itself. We divided the house into numbered blocks so we wouldn't miss a spot. Then we examined each individual square inch of his property. We also searched the houses on either side of his with our microscopes as before."
"You also searched the houses beside his," I said. "It must have taken a long time."
"It did take a very long time, but the reward for the letter is huge."
"Did you also search the yards of the other houses?"
"Their yards are paved with brick. It was not that hard to search them. We examined the moss between the bricks. We are sure that no one has lifted any one of them."
"Did you search the papers in his desk? What about the books in his library?"
"Of course. We looked at every paper and we opened every envelope or box. We opened every book and we turned every page. Some police officers just shake the book to see if anything falls out. But we were more careful. We measured the thickness of every book cover. We looked at each one with a microscope. If any of the books had had any suspicious marks on them, we would have surely found them. We carefully probed about 5 or 6 books with the needles."
"Did you explore the floors beneath the carpets?"
"We explored them all. We removed every carpet and examined the floorboards with the microscope."
"How about the paper on the walls?"
"Yes."
"And you looked into the basement?"
"We did."
"Then," I said, "you must have made a mistake. The letter cannot be on his property."
"I am afraid that you are right,"
said the prefect.
Now then, Dupin, what do you think I should do?
I think that you should search the property again.
There is really no need for that, replied Gilbert. I am very sure that the letter is not at Drouin's house.
I don't have any better advice to give you, said Dupin. Are you sure that the description of the letter was accurate?
Oh, yes!
Now the prefect took out a notebook and read out a very detailed description of the missing letter. Soon after he finished reading, he left, looking depressed. I'd never seen him look so down in all the time I have known him.